Blog Talk Radio.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk, yeah.
Radio talk show host Evangelist Falana. You are now listening to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Falana, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. It is a privilege to have the opportunity to speak life into a dead situation via the radio airwaves. In a world full of negativity, in a world wherein the media appears to be consumed with promoting sinful behaviors, what an honor it is to have with us this evening a Christian movie producer who had the guts to step out of the box and produce the Christian movie, Brag and Eat. So who is this man, you ask? Well, first and foremost, he is a man who loves the Lord, and he is the featured guest on Bonafide Talk this evening. He is an award-winning producer, actor, and director. He grew up in New Bern, North Carolina, and graduated from New Bern High School in 2002. During his childhood, he attended Faith United Methodist Church, where he started his passion for acting in the stage play, The Promise. During high school, he was in the choir and theater, where he did plays such as the opera, Oklahoma, and Grease. After high school, he continued his passion at the local theater in New Bern. His passion for acting led him into film. He studied under Mr. Cox at Craven Community College and was first picked up as an office production assistant on the film Southern Belle, starring Ann Ferris, who sings a song in the movie written by Robert. After Southern Belle, our featured guest for this evening went on to work on many other short films, TV shows, commercials, and feature films. Working with some well-known producers and actors, he was able to not only act in many productions, but became a producer on many films because of his ability to think outside the box. Amen. While working in the film industry, Robert Wagner served as police officer in Raleigh, North Carolina for over 7 years. He recently resigned from the department to work in the film industry full time. Besides his work on the feature film Adrenaline, which is another Christian-based movie produced by he and Dale Barron, his latest project, Brag and Eat, has won many awards, including having his world premiere screening at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Brag and Eat, oh my gosh. Here he is tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, humanitarian and TV radio producer, also TV movie producer, Mr. Rob Wagner. Hello, Brother Wagner. How are you?
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing well. You know, Brother Robert, I sincerely, again, thank you for your presence and the positive energy that you are bringing to Bonafide Talk. So, Brother Robert, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm very familiar with Bragg Street and East Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. And when I viewed the trailer for Bragg and East, my immediate reaction, honestly, sir, was wow. The trailer so depicted some of the activities that go on Bragg Street and East Street. Brother Robert, what inspired you to create the movie Bragg and East?
The inspiration was change. As a police officer, I went through a change. You know, I went into the department where I had this desire to want to help people, and the only thing that was I was taught was arrest citations and those types of things. And I used that type of aggression to try to create the change that I wanted, but it didn't work. And after a tragic event happened in my life, which caused me to change the way that I policed, which was more community-related and more relationship building with the community, I actually began to see that change. And through the change that I saw, I was able to reach out to certain community members that most other cops never had the opportunity to reach out to. And I got to hear their story and help them change. And so Bragg and East was inspired to actually help guys get off the streets, work on a project that is meaningful, build positive relationships, get to know Christ on a one-to-one basis and through relationships, because I honestly believe sometimes the closest thing to Christ that someone's going to see is actually through you. It's going to be
the closest
example of Christ. And as a cop, I was given all these weapons and ways to do my police work, but there was one weapon that I forgot to carry that I did not realize that I could carry, and it was something I couldn't carry on my belt, and that was Christ's love. It was Christ's love. And Christ's love was the most powerful tool and the most powerful weapon that you can bring into any type of environment. And it can be used to change lives around. It changed lives for the community. And the movie's not just to inspire police officers across the country, but it's also there to inspire the community to realize that there is the opportunity for change, and that the neighbor that sometimes what they think is the cap of their life is not what God has for them. They have greater heights than they can ever imagine that God can take them.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Robert, when you came to this realization that you needed to wear Christ's love on your belt, did you convey that to any of your coworkers? And if so, how receptive were they of that?
Well, I think I had a very huge mix of people. Some people looked at me cross-eyed and said, I don't know what you're doing. You know, that's just dumb. You know, or some of them like, hey, man, do your thing. And, you know, I had one great situation where my captain, who said to me, he said, Wagner, he was like, over the 30 plus years that I was a police officer in this department, he says, I do not understand what you're doing. He says, but whatever you're doing, keep it up. He said, because the first time in 30 years, I drove down Bragg Street and people were actually coming out of their house waving at me, saying hi.
Wow.
He goes, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Look at God. We have a caller, Brother Robert.
Call
number ending in 0300. What is your question or comment? You're now on Bona Fide Talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Jada.
Hi, Jada. Is this my granddaughter, Jada?
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my oldest grandbaby, Jada. Bless her heart. What a surprise. So, say hello to Brother Robert.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. I appreciate you calling, Jada. Tell Mom I say hello, and I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bless
her heart. Bye.
She called me on the phone with that. Oh, I am just too touched. Oh, my baby. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm parched. I got to give my baby another round of applause.
Yes, please.
Oh, bless the heart. Okay, so now back to Bragg and East. So your people were very, well, your captain, you said, or was very receptive to what you were doing. And I know that had to be a positive change to go down Bragg and East and have people actually come out and wave. And you had everything to do with that. This I know. Ladies and gentlemen, for anyone who has a question or comment or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1. For those of you that are in the chat room, I see you. I love you, too. If you have a question or comment, go ahead and post to the chat room now. Brother Robert, we're going to get back into more in-depth about Bragg and East. We're going to go into a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Tim Woodson and the Heirs of Harmony. He rescues me.
Ezra! Oh, one day.
One day when I'm walking along,
heard a voice.
I left this unknown one.
You know the voice.
Sounds so sweet.
Sounds like my
Jesus.
Talking. And it must have been.
He rescued me.
When I was lost one day. Jesus. must have been. Cut that off, or y'all like that type of singing. Can we try a little bit more? Come on, clap those hands. I need everybody that like that old school. Get up on your feet and come on. Can I get a witness? The voice
that
sounds so
sweet.
Sound like my
Jesus.
One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country, and also one of the hottest on the BFTM radio network. We'll go into details later on, towards the end of the show, about how you can access BFTM, okay? Let us now welcome back Brother Robert Wagner to the show. What a pleasure. Brother Robert, I'm just curious. I don't know a whole lot about movies. I know that there's a lot to it, but what is the selection process in terms of who you, how do the auditions go? Like, how do you choose your cast?
Well, the way the industry does it, the way I did it, is two different ways. You know, I actually did an open casting call for the neighborhood where we went and actually passed out flyers to all the people that were in the neighborhood. But normally in the industry, you know, after you get your producers and your directors and all them together and it's time to start casting, a lot of times you try to find your key people that are going to have a market value, you know, such as like a Morgan Freeman or Denzel Washington, someone like that, that would create a market value for your product that would entice a distribution company to pick it up. And after you secure your certain casts for the market value, you do casting calls normally done through talent agencies. So they would go through a talent agency and say, these are the specs that we're looking for. The talent agent would send a bunch of headshots with resumes. Headshots are pretty much just a picture from about the waist up with their resume. Then the casting director and producers and directors would pick which ones they want to see. They would end up getting a casting call. Nowadays, it's actually done, most of them are done via video, so you actually tape your own audition and send it in. Then they get those, okay. And then they go through that process, and if they want to do a callback, then you would get a callback before they decided who would be the final picks.
I see. But you did it a different way. You wanted to, is it safe to assume, incorporate the people that live in that area? You thought that would be the best way to go with Bragg and Ease?
Correct. I wanted to actually give people from the neighborhood an opportunity to be in the project and work alongside us and act in their own in a film that was based in their neighborhood.
I tell you what, you did your thing on that, Brother Robert, because I saw the trailer, and they did a wonderful job. I'm going to give a round of applause to the cast. Wow.
Yes, yeah, wonderful cast.
So now, Brother Robert, you recently won an award at the Black International Cinema, Berlin, Germany, from which I understand to be an award for having the best film video on matters that relate to Black experience, marginalized people. Now, to me, in my opinion, being an African American, that speaks volumes, sir. What was the competition like in that?
That one had, I know, thousands and thousands of entries, and so you're not even guaranteed to have the opportunity to have your film screened. So the fact that we even had the opportunity to get into the film festival and them saying, yes, we want to watch this film, was a blessing alone, and then to actually step away with that award was just such a blessing, you know, and understanding that they grasped my heart and the intentions behind the film, that they really were able to grab what we were talking about and be able to award it, was just such a blessing.
Wow. I want to tap back into what you and I talked about earlier about the belt of Christ love. What brought on that kind of metamorphosis? What got you to that point?
The thing that got to my point, I've always been in ministry, I've always, you know, been a Christ-centered person, but there was a tragic event where a dying 8-week-old baby was placed in my arms on the street, and I, all of a sudden, when I went to speak to one of the neighbors to ask what happened after the baby had passed away in my arms, I spoke to the neighbor, and the neighbor was just very hardened and was like, I don't care about any of that, I'm just mad because they used my phone to call 911 and just had this horrible attitude. And at the same time, my daughter was in the hospital with high fevers, and they were talking about her possibly having leukemia. And so I went down to one street, and I just broke down crying. And I was like, God, I don't understand. I'm doing everything I was taught. I don't know how to do this. And almost clear as day, I remember God telling me, how can you expect someone to give something they may have never received? And that's unconditional love. And so at that point forward, I said, okay, God, that's what I'm going to do, unconditional love. I don't care if they're spitting at me. And if you heard in the trailer, you know, even, you know, with Jesus, you know, even when they were calling them names, spitting at them and nailing to the cross,
yes,
he still loved them. And that's what we were called to do. And I was like, well, sometimes I'm spit at, sometimes I'm yelled at, sometimes I'm, you know, being persecuted, and I need to be showing them love because that's what Christ did. And that was the example that he set for us. And that is what worked. That's what created the change. It wasn't the handcuffs. It wasn't the, you know, the gun or the badge or any of those things. It was love.
I see. Wow. And God talked to you. God is just amazing. You know, Brother Robert, I'm going to go back into what we were talking about just a moment ago about your having won that award at the Black International Cinema Berlin, Germany. Now, I'm not trying to say that race is an issue because it shouldn't be an issue, but for we African-Americans, Brother Robert, you're being a Caucasian man of God who dares to shed light on the various obstacles that African-Americans have to try to overcome and to include what I'm quite sure is a powerful and inspiring message that's being delivered in Bragg and East. Brother Robert, we at Bonafide Talk, we honor you, sir. You have me in tears. Oh, God.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen. Brother Robert, what is your overall, I think you've kind of covered it, but what was your overall mission with the Christian movie Bragg and East?
The overall was, it actually started as a short film to test to see if doing a feature film would work in the neighborhood, but the short film took off and blew off and just did phenomenal. But the idea behind the film, and when we go back to do the feature film, which I have a feature film and a television series on the table right now for the show, is to go back and offer employment to the neighborhood, to these guys that are on the streets, and say, I'm going to give you that opportunity to get off that street. God's going to give you that opportunity, but you need to work with us. And we're going to give you training, and we're going to give you everything you need, and we're going to be able to supply you with an income so you can lay down the drug dealing and the gang activity and come follow Christ, and we're going to help supply your needs so that you can transition into full-time employment and get off these streets. That's what the film's really designed for, is a ministry.
That I'm speechless. I have never heard of anyone, African-American, Caucasian, whatever, that's as passionate about a project that they're working on as I have with you, Brother Robert. Ladies and gentlemen, we're towards the end of tonight's episode of Bonafide Talk. I want to thank tremendously Brother Robert Wagner, one of the major hard hitters in the Christian film producing arena, for agreeing once again to be the featured guest on Bonafide Talk. Amen. And that is something, ladies and gentlemen, that we all should do. Jesus did it. Brother Robert's doing it. I'm doing it. No matter what we're up against, no matter how bad people treat us, Jesus died on the cross to save us all from our sins. He was spat on. He was beaten. He was hung on the cross. He was humiliated. But at the end of it all, he did that so that we could all have grace. You will hear the archive to the show later on the BFTM Radio Network. The network is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the gospel internet radio station sensation. We're going towards the end of the show with one of the lines from the movie, a true, profound statement. One thing that they need is someone who can model love. That's what the world is in need of from the Christian community, people who model love just like Christ did. So with that in mind, in all that you do, ladies and gentlemen,
keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah.